I'm Linda Dow, and here's what's good today. The Ottawa Heart Institute has launched a pioneering initiative called 1 Million Canadian Hearts. Bonnie Bowes is Chief Nursing Officer and Vice President of Quality, Risk, and Health Information, and the clinical lead on this initiative. Bonnie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So what can you tell us about 1 Million Canadian Hearts?
Thanks. 1 Million Canadian Hearts is what we call a primary prevention initiative. So at the Heart Institute, we're used to treating heart disease. When we get our patients, they're sick, they have heart disease, we're really good at treating it. But what we haven't done is try to prevent it so that we don't have those patients. So this is what this initiative is about. It came from our strategic planning. Almost universally, the patients and staff involved in our strategic planning initiative really wanted to focus on preventing heart disease. One way to prevent heart disease is to make sure that everybody's screened for the risk factors for heart disease, and then mitigation is put in place to help prevent that from progressing into heart disease. So that's what 1 Million Canadian Hearts is. We're screening for health history that impacts heart disease, blood pressure, measures like weight and waist circumference, cholesterol, diabetes. And when we compile all that data, we can look at it, determine people's risk, and also what strategies we can put in place to help prevent that risk. So that's what it's all about.
Okay, so how do you find people to be part of your study?
Yeah, that was, it's both a clinical program and we will study it eventually, but mainly it's a clinical program. We weren't sure how we were going to find people. What we have found, though, is people are coming to us. So we're advertising, but mainly we're partnering with a lot of our colleagues in primary prevention in other hospitals, and we're setting up clinics. And we do find that this is something that people want. They want to have this prevention. It's not readily available, especially with so many people not having primary care physicians, and people are coming to us. Initially, we've started with a pilot just with our staff here at the Heart Institute. So we call it a test kitchen just so we can make sure everything's working well and we're able to screen in an effective way. And then we're moving out to the community. So we've started to do that. Moving out to the community, we'll get more people involved, but how we're going to get to big numbers, which is what we really want, is to partner and do a train the trainer program so that we're teaching others to do the same screening, so that, you know, it makes many hands doing the same thing, and that sort of increases our numbers exponentially. So we've got some preliminary partners, other hospitals and Algonquin College, for example, who are going to work with us to screen at their facilities as well.
Bonnie, are all the subjects then free of cardiovascular disease?
That's right. The intention of this program is to screen people who haven't yet been diagnosed with heart disease. So they may know about some risk factors they have. You know, maybe they have high blood pressure or diabetes, but this is the more comprehensive screening for risk. The secondary prevention that we call people who we want to prevent further heart disease after an event, we catch them in this area pretty well because they usually go through the Heart Institute or one of our partners, and then we can put them into our cardiac prevention and rehab program, and they get secondary prevention, intensive therapy at that point.
Now, you talk about uncovering the realities of heart disease. What are those realities?
Well, I mean, heart disease is the major cause of death in Canada for both men and women. It's one of the top always. It sort of fluctuates a little bit. It's often undiagnosed until an event happens. So we do miss a lot of these risk factors until somebody's had a heart attack. So a lot of the risk factors for heart disease are sort of silent. Like you might not know that you have prediabetes or that your cholesterol is high until it's too late. So the reality is there's a lot of people out there that are at risk that don't know it. There's things that we can do to decrease that risk. There's a lot of risk factors for heart disease that are modifiable. And that's what we're really trying to do here to prevent such a high number of people from having heart disease.
This is a unique type of initiative then, it sounds like.
It is. Like primary prevention happens now in the doctor's office. So if you go in and you're getting good screening and you're making regular appointments, primary care physicians do this and do it well, but that's not all of the population. So this is really trying to hit, a massive amount of people for screening that may otherwise have fallen through the cracks.
Bonnie, is there a sense of urgency about this and is heart disease actually on the rise?
It is. It's at least stable, and in some types of heart disease, on the rise. As people live longer, the reality is that there's more likelihood of developing heart disease. It's such a low-hanging fruit for the healthcare system. It's one of those things that's very, very common. And like I said, there are things that we can prevent or do to prevent heart disease. So it seems like an initiative that's important. And, think about other types of screening that we do for primary prevention. So to prevent something from someone from getting sick, like colon cancer screening and breast screening, those have been highly effective. Heart disease is actually more common than those two diseases. So, it makes good sense to be putting something in place to help prevent it.
You know, as you're the clinical lead on this initiative, and I'm wondering how effective do you think it will be then in preventing heart disease across Canada?
We really need to collect the data to give solid numbers. And, being from an institution where science is so important, we don't like to talk about things until we have the data. However, anecdotally, we've already noticed with our screening that about 30% or a little over 30% of the people that we're screening have risk factors. Many of those risk factors aren't well managed. So we're already seeing benefit from it. We've had a lot of people come to us and say, this has changed my life. Like I'm exercising now, I'm changing my diet, and I've gone to see my doctor about my blood pressure and those sorts of things. So anecdotally, I can say it's already making an impact. And, having the data to really analyze it well will be the sort of proof of the concept and, hopefully make it so this becomes a type of screening that is endorsed by, the health authorities and paid for by the health authorities to prevent heart disease.
So where can we find out more information about what you're doing there, about this initiative?
So first I go to ottawaheart.ca. There's actually a newsletter that people can sign up for that will advertise any clinics nearby, and also it starts the education for heart disease prevention. So there's a lot of helpful tips for lifestyle modification that people can do even without being screened in order to help prevent the risk of heart disease. So it's a good place to start.
Bonnie, thank you so much for this. It's very interesting, and good luck with the initiative.
Thanks a lot.
Bonnie Bowes is with the Ottawa Heart Institute and this year's Heart Month Ambassador. And that's what's good at LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Linda Dow.